This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Week two of the Eagles season is coming up in just days. Eagles Falcons down in Atlanta, Sunday Night Football, a primetime matchup. To help preview, I got the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dininger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ray, good morning. From what I'm hearing, you're not feeling too good about the Eagles' chances in Atlanta. But before we get to that and your prediction, I'm wondering, why were the Falcons so ineffective against the Vikings last week?
Well, the Vikings went right after the Falcons defense in the area where I think they're the weakest, which is they're a smallish defense that's built on speed, and their greatest weakness is against the run. And the Minnesota Vikings came in with a game plan that they were just going to run it and run it and run it some more. And they ran it 38 times for 172 yards and just completely dominated the game. I mean, I haven't done any research on this, but off the top of my head, I feel safe in saying that it's the first game in NFL history that was played in a dome where one team attempted only 10 passes. I don't think that's ever happened before. Some teams may have, you might have had a 10-pass game somewhere when it was outside in Buffalo and the wind was 50 miles an hour and it was snowing. But I've never seen a game where a team was playing in a dome and attempted only 10 passes. But that was what the Vikings did last week. But hey, it was a winning strategy. I mean, they controlled the ball, they controlled the clock, they controlled field position, and they just ground that Atlanta defense into the turf. So that's what happened last week with the Falcons, and they turned the ball over three times on offense. So that's about as bad as you can play, which is part of the reason why I have a feeling I don't think the Falcons are that bad a team, and I don't think they're going to play that badly 2 weeks in a row. So I have a feeling that they're going to get a bounce-back kind of performance this Sunday.
Who should Eagles fans keep an eye out for in Atlanta?
Well, the receiver core, obviously, the receiver core is really good. I mean, Eagles fans have seen a lot of Julio Jones right over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But Calvin Ridley is coming along as a very, very good receiver as well. And Mohamed Sanu is a really good slot receiver. And they have a young tight end named Austin Hooper who's really good. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about how many weapons the Eagles have in the passing game, and they do. But the Falcons have some really good weapons there as well. And they've got Matt Ryan, the Philadelphia native and Penn Charter graduate at quarterback, and he's been one of the most productive quarterbacks in the NFL over time. He's never won a championship, but statistically, he's up there with all of them. I mean, he's had eight consecutive 4,000-yard seasons. So this is a very big game for the Falcons. I mean, if they really want to keep pace with the New Orleans Saints in that division and can make themselves a viable playoff contender, they really can't start the season 0-2. So they're coming home for the home crowd and their home opener on prime time, and I think that they're going to give the Eagles their best shot.
It always feels like, though, Ray, that, and I know a lot of the matchups have been in Philadelphia in recent years, but it always feels like Matt Ryan is very underwhelming, despite how good he is. He's always very underwhelming against the Eagles. Do you get that sense, and do you think that's going to continue Sunday night?
I think the way the games have broken down during his career, they've played a lot more of them in Philly than they have in Atlanta. And the Falcons have been, and this goes back even pre-Matt Ryan, this goes back into the Falcons' history, they've always been a better team at home than they have on the road. The Falcons have never been a particularly good road team. And that certainly played out over the last few years. And the last three games, that's one of the things I hear Eagles fans saying is, well, we got their number. Well, yeah, you've beaten them three in a row, but they've all been at the link. The fact of the matter is, the Falcons have won the last two that have been played in Atlanta, and this one's back in Atlanta. I think that, I really have always liked Matt Ryan. Gee, I mean, I saw him play when he was at Penn Charter. I lived around the corner mm-hmm. from that school in East Falls, so I used to go over and see him play when he was in high school. It makes me feel really old now to look up and see that he's in his 11th year and he's 34 years old, because it doesn't seem that long ago that I was watching him play in high school. But when it's all said and done, when his career is over, statistically, he's going to rank up there with some of the best quarterbacks of all time. The only thing that's lacking, really, is the Super Bowl ring, and they came really close a couple years ago.
Right.
And this was a year when they were kind of hoping they were going to make another run at it this year, and they still might. But to do that, they really have to win on Sunday.
Carson Wentz spoke very highly about the Atlanta defense, and obviously they had trouble stopping the Minnesota run up in Minnesota in week one. Running the football right, I don't get the sense that while the Eagles can certainly do it with the talented backs that they have and the versatile backs that they have, I don't get the sense that it's their strength, that it's their bread and butter. I feel like it's more of a compliment to their offensive game than it is what they should do. But I guess because of the way Minnesota ran the ball against Atlanta, do you think the Eagles should put more of a focus on that than they usually do this week?
I do. I think if you're watching the film, and obviously they've been watching the film all week down there, you see that there's a blueprint there on how to dominate this defense. You can dominate them at the line of scrimmage. You can dominate them at the point of attack. And the Eagles' offensive line is really good, and you saw that in the second half of their game last week against a better front down in Washington, that they were able to really kind of come out and control the ball. So if I were the Eagles, I know that under Doug Peterson, they're never going to be a team that's going to be 38 run, 10 pass. That's just never going to happen. But I think this would be a good week to somewhere go and try to achieve something like a 55-45 kind of balance where you really do use your running game, because I think the Eagles' running game is pretty good. And I think you saw that Jordan Howard ran the ball pretty effectively last week. Darren Sproles had a bigger role than I thought he would in week one, and he was pretty effective. And Miles Sanders had, his statistics weren't particularly good, but he had a couple of runs there where you kind of saw the promise that this guy has. So the Eagles have the line, and they have the weaponry in their backfield. I would expect them to run the ball more this week, but who knows? I mean, I think that's the smart way to go against this Atlanta defense. If you get into a game where you're throwing the ball 35, 40 times, I actually think you're playing more into the strength of what Atlanta does defensively.
Well, in addition to a 55-45 distribution of run-to-pass, Ray, what else do you think the Eagles need to do if they're going to win this game?
They have to get a lot of pressure on Matt Ryan, consistently pressure on Matt Ryan. If he has time to just sit in the pocket and look over the field and find his receivers, he could have a big game. I mean, last week, the Eagles gave up 380 yards to Case Keenum, to a lesser quarterback with a lesser set of receivers in Washington. So I look at this Falcon team with a quarterback like Ryan and receivers the caliber of this bunch, that if the Eagles can't disrupt the timing of that passing game, the Falcons will move the ball up and down the field on them. So there's a lot of pressure, really, on the defensive line, because we know Jim Schwartz is not a guy that wants to blitz. He's not going to blitz. So this really puts a lot of pressure on that Eagles defensive line, Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, and Fletcher Cox, who's been missing practice time this week because of a toe injury. Those guys really have to play well to get pressure on Ryan. And one of the things we saw last week was the Vikings were able to do that. I mean, that was a big priority with the Falcons this offseason, was they wanted to improve their offensive line dramatically, because Ryan was sacked 42 times and hit more than 100 times last year. So they really wanted to rebuild the offensive line, and their first two draft picks were offensive linemen. Their two top free agent acquisitions were offensive linemen. But a couple of those guys have gotten hurt, and the line that was in front of Ryan last Sunday didn't look a whole lot better than the one he was playing behind last year. So defensively, that's where the Eagles have to win the battle. They have to win it at the line with their pass rush. If they can get pressure on Ryan and move him off his spot and disrupt the timing of the passing game, then that's their big step towards winning the game.
What worries you about this matchup?
It's the timing of it as much as anything. I think on paper, the Eagles are a superior team. And I do feel the Eagles, I still feel strongly about this Eagles team. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to go to the playoffs with a chance to go far. But in an NFL season, it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them. And I think this is a tough spot for the Eagles to face Atlanta, coming off a really bad performance in their home opener, where, I mean, it's hard to believe you're talking about a desperation game in week two, but I really think, given the expectation of what the Falcons wanted to achieve this year, they really feel back to the wall now, even in week two. And I think there's still enough talent on this team that they can be really good, but they have to get this thing turned around in a hurry. So, I think the Eagles are a good team, but I think they're walking into a real tough spot Sunday night.
And based on that, Ray, what do you think, what's your prediction? What's going to happen in this game?
I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be close. But in the end, I just have a feeling that the Eagles have some issues that they're working out in their secondary. I think you saw it last week against the Redskins. Case Keenum was able to make an awful lot of big plays against that secondary. And Matt Ryan's had a whole week to study that tape, and he's got the receivers to exploit some of those holes in the secondary. So I'm looking for a high-scoring game, looking for an exciting game. You know, in a typical Eagles-Falcons game, it's probably going to come down to the fourth quarter. But this time I think the Falcons will come out ahead, and I'm saying 28-24.
Ray's predicting 28-24 Falcons over the Eagles. Ray, thanks for the time as always. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll recap Monday morning.
I look forward to that, David. Take care.
Have a good one, Ray. Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.